God. While man is worried about the storms and the water. God, hallelujah, save them from the storms in their lives, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to the storms of life, God. Speak to the storms of life, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. What's in the storm this morning? What's in the storm this morning? What's in the storm this morning? And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. What's in the storm this morning? And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. What's in the storm this morning? And his disciples came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. They didn't say you, they said we perish. What's in the storm this morning? And he said unto them, why are you, fearful? Yo, ye of little faith, what's in the storm this morning? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, God, and there was a great calm. What's in the storm? Oh, God. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? What's in the storm this morning? Thank you, God. Whatever's in the storm, something's coming after the storm, too. Oh, God, and it says, soon as they came out of that storm, possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, oh, God. They're coming out of the tombs. They're coming from the dead. Amen? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. What's in the storm? If I can just teach for a minute. What's in the storm? What's in the storm? A storm, a thunderstorm with lightning and thunder and these things produced by cumulus clouds, usually producing gusty winds. Come on, what's in the storm? Produces winds and heavy rains and sometimes hail. But what causes the storm? Thank you, God. Now, the basic ingredients, if we may, used to make a storm are moisture, unstable air, and lift. Moisture, unstable air, and lift. Unstable. Something is unstable in the midst of a what? Storm. Amen? And then we come to this thing, and we know we are dealing with the storm season right now. We come to this thing called a hurricane, if I may. Thank you, Lord. If you give me just the hurricane, and I was inspired by my daughter on this week when she posted something about the hurricane. And I began to look a little further. And I wanted to know, first of all, the thing that hit me was, where did the word hurricane originate? And as I searched, I found out that the name hurricane actually came from a name Hurricane, which was a god of evil of the Caribbeans. Amen? And I want you to know just a little bit about the thing. You see, when I'm praying for God to allow the storm to pass, I'm not praying for the hurricane, amen? I'm praying for God to cause the storm to pass. Because even as I did my research and I searched the word of God, I could not one place find the word hurricane. But what I could find was storm. Lord Jesus. And we know that thing, hurricane, falls into one of the categories of what man has called different types of storms, amen? But when we look at that thing, talking about the hurricane derived from the Caribbean god of evil, it says, note this, that the Carib god, hurricane, came from a Mayan god, G-O-D, lowercase, get that straight, one of the creator, G-O-D, lowercase gods, amen? And it says he blew his breath across the chaotic waters and brought forth dry land and destroyed the men. Amen. with great storms and floods. Amen. Now, I want you to believe and to know somebody somewhere believed this stuff at some point in their life on this earth right here that our God, what, created. Amen. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Y'all give me a moment. Thank you, God. Come on, God. Come on, God. Come on, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Come on, God. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So let me say, share this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to switch over, and it's not switching, but maybe God's going to just tell me what he want me to tell y'all. Holy Spirit, allow me to teach just a moment this morning, Lord. Thank you, God. See, we need to understand that anything that's going on in our lives and around us, there is always history behind it. Amen? Even in the word of who? God. Amen? This is not a fairy tale. Amen? This is the history of our creation. This is the history of our world. Amen? Amen. So even as we learn different things, we have to understand the word of God says, study to show thyself approved. Amen. He didn't say just study my word. We have to know what others are believing around us. Therefore, we might be able not to argue the word of God, not to dispute the word of God, but to rightly what? Divide the word of truth. Harakon. A God of evil, amen? And there was a piece I was trying to find where it said that the people would beat drums and pray, amen, so that this thing would go away, amen? But, oh, God, this is my heartbeat this morning. They would beat drums to this God, Harakon, to calm the waters. But if I may take you back to Matthew, amen, it says his disciples woke him, saying, Lord, we perish. And he said, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Jesus calms the storms, amen? What we have to understand that in the midst of him sleeping, that the disciples still needed to hold on to that thing called faith. In the midst of us thinking God is over here and we're over there, we have to maintain that thing called faith. What is in a storm? There has to be faith, first of all, before the storm comes. We're going to talk about that storm on the water. We're going to talk about those storms that come after us. Amen? Before you get into a fix, before the storms of life start raging, before things get rough and things get tough, you don't know how to balance your checkbook. You don't know how to manage your children. Your relationship is falling apart. Before those storms come, you got to already have faith. Amen? Your faith has to already be in place. Amen? Don't wait until the storm comes to stop believing God. Believe him now. Believe him in the peace, amen? Yes. Remember that the disciples believed Christ, but because God, before they even got into the boat, Christ had already shown who he was. So the faith was there. So what happens when we get in the storm? We have to understand, if the faith was there before the storm, if God was there before the storm, if Christ was there before the storm, if the Holy Spirit was there before the storm, when we get into the storm, God is still there. The Holy Spirit is still there. Christ is still there. Thus, our faith has to remain in the midst of the what? Storm. Jesus, what is in the storm? God has to be before the storm. Oh, God. He's offering the opportunity right now. Come on in, child. Come in, son. Come in. Come in now. Before the storms of life start raging. Come on, Jesus. If you don't come in before the storm, you're going to get caught out what? In the storm. Jesus. God has to be in the midst of the storm, because even in the midst of the storm where things are happening, let me tell you that in the midst of the storm, in the very middle of the storm, was peace. Right in the eye. Amen. As I research and I read, there's a flurry of winds and things that are going on. And remember that that instability, remember? You could come right now with this thing coming. They say they don't know what it's going to do. Because you don't know what God's going to do, amen? In the midst of that thing, they say, even in the havoc that's being wreaked right now, there's one place right in the middle, that there is peace. And they say that this stuff is going on, whirling around peace. So while things are whirling around you, you better tell God, thank you for the what? Peace. Stay in the middle. Stay in the eye. Stay in the eye of God. Stay visible to him, and you allow yourself to see God. In the midst, in the eye, that's where the peace is. Doesn't matter whether relationships start falling apart around you. Doesn't matter whether your job goes this way and you've got to go that way. Doesn't matter whether you thought you was going to get this promotion, but it was given to somebody else. When those things are whirlwinding around you, you stay focus, keep your mind stay on Jesus. Don't be as the disciples. Oh, ye of little faith. Father, where are you? I'm right here. Daughter, where are you? Father, I'm right here. There has to be faith in the midst of the storm. But even that faith that comes, oh God, that we have before the storm, if that faith can sustain us in the midst of the storm, that faith still has to remain after the storm. You see, when the storm is over, there's a lot of damage that has taken place. When that person has walked out of your life, there's a whole lot of stuff, debris, leftovers, amen? Things that are broken down that need to be rebuilt. There are things that have been torn apart. The roof has come off the house, amen? Those things have got to be put back in place. So your faith has got to remain. What's in the storm? See, what's in the storm is what's going to affect you before the storm, and it's going to affect you what? After the storm. See, before it even comes, amen, God, oh my God, there's got to be some preparation. Before the storm makes it to you, you got to prepare yourself. Amen. Folks running out, buying water, oh God, getting goods together, boarding up the houses. Amen. Oh, the storm is coming. Let us prepare. Amen. Why are we not prepared for God every single day? The way we're preparing for the storm. Amen. Let me tell you something. We can evacuate all we want to. We can listen. We can go. But let me tell you, if God says the storm is going to be released, that storm could go where you headed. Come on, Jesus. Make sure the storm doesn't follow you. Make sure the storm doesn't beat you to where you're going. Amen. You're running out of one storm and into what? Another. Let me go back for a moment. God, Jesus, Lord God. But the men marveled at 27th verse, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was coming to the other side, see there, look at it, look, God. I can imagine those disciples saying, Lord Jesus. Let me tell you something. Our followers would have been saying, man, trouble follow you wherever you go. Can you imagine those disciples? Oh, we just came out of this. Here we go. Just calm the sea. What manner of man is this? Let me tell you, when you come out of the storm, because your faith has been steadfast, because you held to what God told you to hold to, as soon as you step out, know that the enemy is waiting to start up another storm again. He's not going to stop. You might be out of one storm. Be prepared for the next. Amen? Oh, God, I thank you this morning, God. But Jesus calms the storm. Amen? God controls the storm. Amen? So don't pray to Huracan, amen? You pray to God to move that thing, God. We're asking you, God, to cause it to push on out, God, even further to the east, God. Oh, God, cause it to stay in the waters. But, oh, God, if you choose not to, this is the thing we declare and decree. We know you're able, God, and we believe you, God, that whatever storms come, you've got us. You, oh God, are in the storm. when the storms come, y'all. God hadn't gone anywhere. He's still right there. He's still right here. When the storms come, y'all, God is still in the midst of the storm. You see that eye, that peaceful place. You just got to find yourself. Find yourself in the place of peace. Sometimes we go in the storm and have to find our way back to the out of the storm where the peace of God surpasses all what? Understanding. What's in the storm? Oh, God. Isaiah 41:10, if I can share this. Fear not, for I am with you. I can hear him using this with those same disciples. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. What are you getting shaky for? They knew he, oh my God, they knew he was right there. Now they have watched Christ do all these miracle signs and wonders. They knew he what he was capable of. But just because he was asleep, they thought he wasn't on his job. He that keepeth thee will never what? Slumber nor sleep. Thank you, God. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So what happens in the midst of the storm? What's in the storm? What happens when you're facing the storm? When you're facing the storm, you're facing what's in the storm. When you're facing hardship, you're dealing with some things going awry. You're dealing with, oh God, how did I get to this place? Why did things go this way and I was trying to get them to go that way? Amen. Anytime there's opposition of forces, the storms begin. Amen. Oh God, what's in a storm? What's in a storm? What's in a storm? Come on, Jesus. What's in a storm? Remember the basic ingredients of a storm: moisture, unstable air, and lift. So when that moisture and that unstable air start clashing and rolling, things start developing, amen? And then they come up, amen? They begin to rise up. But let me tell you, every storm don't have to be a storm that tears up good stuff. Sometimes we need a storm that tears up some mess, amen? We need a storm that takes out the enemy, amen? We need a storm, oh God, some unstable air to come, God, and mix with those moist tears of prayer, God. Some unstable air, God. Oh God, because we are no longer settling for being right here, God. We got to come up here, God, and you begin to lift us up out of the midst of the mess and the foolishness, God. Sometimes the storms of life have to meet the storm of God. Sometimes, God, Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, God. Remember when you're facing the storm, when you're facing what's in the storm, God is with you. God is your God. God is your God because you're his child. Remember that he strengthens you. He's helping you. What's in the storm? Oh, God, he's upholding you. Oh, God, with righteousness. When you hold fast and endure through the storm, remember that God is able to release blessings and life. And he says, I come that you might have life. How? More abundantly. See, when the storm tears up some stuff sometimes, God is bringing in more stuff, oh God. God is bringing in better stuff, amen. Sometimes that storm got to come and push some stuff out of the way so God can bring in and begin to rebuild, restore, God, and renew, Lord. So in the storm, God, in the storm, he's going to let you have everything he's releasing. In the storm, he's going to allow you, oh God, to be restored. In the storm, he's going to bring to pass some things you've been praying on. In the storm, he's going to deliver. In the storm, God is going to heal. In the storm, God is going to cause some things to change, oh God. Oh God, in the storm, in the midst of the storm, can you believe this? Things will come into existence. In the storm, some things will be uncovered that you could not see. In the storm, oh God, how are you going to do it, God? He's going to do it through his Holy Spirit. Oh God, he brings the Holy Spirit to connect with our spirit, you see. Oh God, oh God. And when it starts, Jeremiah says, it becomes like fire shut up in my bones. You see, in the midst of the storm, the spirit comes to change. The spirit comes to abide. The Spirit comes to have an intimate relationship with us. The Spirit comes to show us how to be gentle and kind. It comes to make its presence known to us so that everywhere we walk and everywhere we talk, we understand that where I am, the Spirit of God is. And the Spirit of God, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Where there is liberty, there is life. And again, he said, I come that you might have what? Life, and have it what? More abundantly in the storm. The Spirit comes to make us holy. It changes who we are. Think about it. When you've been in a storm, when you've been in a mess, when you were doing your own thing, you weren't listening to God, but when he came like a rushing storm and he began to push that stuff out of you, you couldn't even stand in the storm. Oh, God. He came to make you new. The storm comes sometimes to make us more loving, cause us to be more caring. When the storms rise up, God, people say, oh, they're so loving now. That old selfish human lays down, and that selfless human stands up. Some of us who wouldn't give a damn, oh, God, to help somebody else. Oh, somebody right there in our household. When the storm comes, we shelling out water. We shelling out money. Or we come together then. Let's build. Let's help these people. But what about before the storm? We wait until the storm comes. But what we need to know is what's in the storm before the storm arrives. We're waiting on the storm to come through and show itself. We need to understand there's some stuff in the storm we don't want to have to deal with. We don't have to deal with everything in the storm. Oh, God. The storm will come, and it will cause us through the Holy Spirit to change our very nature and our very character. The meanest ogres who don't want to speak to folk. The meanest ogres, everything is man, 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 will give up and give out, give up and give out, because the storm has come through. That thing called the storm is greater than the hurricane, y'all. That thing called the storm is greater than the tornado, y'all. See, all of these are elements are parts of the storm. There can be no storm without some of these elements, amen? That thing called rain that comes to wash in the storm. Sometimes God's got to wash us, amen? God's got to wipe out, amen? Come on, Noah. Come on, Jesus. Sometimes we can pray, y'all, and we can pray, y'all, and we can pray, y'all, but sometimes God is going to wash. God's going to wipe just what he sees fit that needs washing, that needs wiping. Oh, God. Jesus. So we can pray, he says, let your requests be made known. He says to pray without ceasing, to pray in season and out of season, you see? So don't wait till we get to the hurricane season to begin to pray and to fall on your knees and to tell God, God, please have mercy on us, Lord. You ought to cry that plea every day, God. God, have mercy. The world can see this storm, but who can see the storm in that daughter that's getting ready to take her life? Who can see the storm in that son, oh God? Oh God, who's been caught up in gang activity, doesn't know how to get out of it. That's a storm, God. Hallelujah. Who can see the storm, God, going on in that mother whose child was, oh God, shot dead? The world can see this storm. But who can see the storms in our hearts? The storms in our minds, God. Who can see the storms, God? Only you, Lord. Only you, God. Holy Spirit of Yelosha. Dwell in this place. Come down on your people in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we give this thing to you. We give it to you. The storms of our lives, we give it to you, God. Only you are able, oh God, to cause the storm to cease. Only you can rebuke the wind and tell the waves. Only you can stop the storms. Because you, God, whether we want to face it or not, You bring the storms. Sometimes the storms come to do this thing. Sometimes they come to do another. But we give you glory today. We honor you and we praise you. For whatever is in the storm, we can be rest assured. God is in the storm. Come on, give him a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. What's in the storm this morning, Rhema? Thank you, God. What's in the storm this morning, God? What's in the storm this morning, God? Come on, stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on, minister. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.